بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة القارعة describes an event that will occur on the day of judgment. It starts off with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة, the striking calamity. ما القارعة? What is the striking calamity? The word قارعة is a disturbing and striking noise that frightens a person all of a sudden, like a car crash. It disturbs a person with a striking sound that frightens someone all of a sudden. This frightening and disturbing sound will be so loud that it will be heard by everyone and will erupt and shake the world all of a sudden. The next verse says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. And what can make you know what is the striking calamity? When you hear this frightening sound that will shake the world, you will ask, what is this sound? You will have no clue at all what it is. The next verse will explain. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. It is the day when people will be like scattered moths. The word farash is usually translated as moth or a bug. When a moth or certain bugs sees a lamp, they start flying in all different directions, scattered all over the place. It is said that when they throw themselves into the light, some of them burn from the heat. So when people hear the qari'ah, it indicates that on this day, people will run in all different directions, all over the place, bumping into each other just as moths and bugs do, only thinking about themselves. And it could be said, just as some moths go into the light and burn, it is the same way some people will also go into the fire and burn. The next verse says, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. And the mountains will be like loosened wool. On this disturbing day, the mountains will also come crumbling down into rubble of different colors, as if they are like fine and loosened wool. The next verse says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Then as for those whose scales are heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. They will live a life full of pleasure and contentment. What is weighed on these scales? Some have said your deeds are weighed. And if the good deeds are heavier than the bad deeds, you will have a pleasant life. Some have also said it's the sincerity and intention that is weighed. So your sincerity in salah will be weighed. Did you do it for Allah alone, or did you do it to show off? Your sincerity of fasting will be weighed. Zakah, Hajj, and all other pillars will be weighed. According to traditions, the meaning for scales is Ahlul Bayt, alayhum assalam. They are the scales. So this means, how heavy and sincere are your deeds compared to the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. And if your scale is heavy, you will have a pleasant life in the hereafter. The next verse says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. But as for those whose scale is light, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. Their refuge will be in هَاوِيَةٌ. Some have said that according to this verse, bad deeds are worthless and have no scale. So when it says those whose scales are light, it is referring to the good deeds. Did your good deeds have jealousy mixed with them? Did they have deceit and deception? Did they have lies and envy? How heavy and sincere are your deeds compared to the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them? The word means mother, and it is usually a refuge and safe place for a child. At times of being frightened and having anxiety, a person goes to its mother. The verse is saying, whosever deeds is light, their mother and refuge is the Hawiya. Hawiya is something very deep. The next verse says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. And what would make you know what is the Hawiya? نَارٌ حَامِيَ. It is a raging fire. So those whose deeds are light, their refuge is something so deep, filled with a raging fire. What we can learn from this surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us about the day of resurrection, a day where a frightening sound will erupt that will shake the world and be heard by everyone. Everyone will be in fear, wondering what happened. The mountains will collapse and turn to rubble. People will be like scattered moths, everyone for themselves, not knowing their destiny. Our deeds will be placed on a scale to determine our destination. Those with heavy deeds will live in bliss, and those with light deeds will live in the Hawiya. We should prepare ourselves and do good deeds with sincerity and piety. We should stay away from sins and ask for forgiveness all the time by seeking closeness to Allah. According to a tradition, one of the heaviest good deeds is sending blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.